The California Assembly passed a measure during special session proceedings last week to reduce gas prices. The state Senate is promoting the legislation this week following California Governor Gavin Newsom's decision to call a special session 3 weeks ago during the legislature's final week of its regular session. The proposal, introduced as AB X2-1 by Democratic Assembly members Cecilia Aguiar-Curry of Winters, Greg Hart of Santa Barbara, and Nancy Skinner of Berkeley, mandates oil refineries to maintain minimum fuel reserves to avoid shortages and prevent sudden price increases. Assemblymember Hart emphasizes that the bill is designed to help lower costs for consumers.
The goal is simple: guarantee that fuel reserves are readily available for consumers during maintenance events and supply constraints. This bill incentivizes fuel refiners to plan proactively, saving California gasoline consumers billions at the pump while keeping profits for oil companies.
The proposed legislation builds on a law from last year that requires refineries to submit resupply plans to the California Energy Commission, or CEC, in advance of maintenance or turnaround events. That bill grants the CEC the authority to open a formal rulemaking process to determine whether requiring minimum inventory levels of fuels would benefit California consumers. The proposed CEC regulations will only be adopted if they are proven to reduce overall gasoline prices, increase fuel supply, and curb market volatility. Among those opposed to the bill are labor unions representing the steelworkers and boilermakers employed at refineries, who say the law could reduce some safety standards at the refineries. Hart responds to criticism that this bill would disable important refinery maintenance.
Refiners can and should perform the maintenance they need to keep their workers and facilities safe. Amendments taken in this committee make skilled and trained workers' safety and existing law abundantly clear.
According to the state's Division of Petroleum Market Oversight, gas prices surpassed $6 per gallon last September, costing consumers an extra $2.2 billion at the pump for the past 2 years. The division says gas prices have surged at the same time refineries went down for maintenance. Crude oil is sold on the global market and prices are decreasing, say proponents of the bill, so gas should be cheaper to produce. However, oil supply reserves at the local level can still end up costing consumers more. California Governor Gavin Newsom says this legislation is about increasing transparency and accountability within the oil and gas industry.
It is not about kicking people out of their cars. It's not about increasing prices. It's about holding accountable those that are taking advantage of people at the pump by increasing prices arbitrarily based upon past practices. Mm-hmm.
The Western States Petroleum Association represents the major oil companies in the state. It says the special session bill is a hasty measure that fails to address the real complexities of California's volatile energy market. In a statement last week, the association said, quote, "As California's special session unfolds, the notion of mandating refineries to store fuel supplies may seem like a simple fix to price spikes, but the reality is far more complex. The math behind this proposal is incomplete and fails to address key operational questions. Some questions by oil companies include how many days of supply will refineries be required to hold, and what are the storage costs?" Jamie Court from Consumer Watchdog promotes the bill and says this issue is especially relevant to Northern California consumers.
Right now, you're experiencing a gas price spike in the Bay Area. That is all because there were two refineries that went down and they didn't have enough supply on hand. It's the poster child. What you're experiencing in gas price in the Bay Area is the poster child for why we need this reform.
Californians pay the highest price at the pump in the nation. This month, the average cost per gallon is just over $4.60, about $1.50 over the national average. The issue will go to the state Senate floor at the end of the week. I'm Teresa Wiers-Bianska for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.